Life Action Ministries presents Base Camp Adventures.
Lean in, safe and secure from all alarms.
Excuse me. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, good morning, Foreman. Yeah, no problem. I was just singing one of my favorite church songs.
Yeah, I can hear.
How are the new bunkhouses looking? I'm excited to see some progress.
Yeah, foundations report last week are looking good. Looks like almost everything is moving along on schedule, Mr. Northward.
Police call me Mountain Man Jack.
Oh, right. Well, Mountain Man Jack, the foundation's passed inspection, and I'm meeting with Parrish Concrete in just a few minutes to wrap up their paperwork.
Well, praise God. Hey, where's Parrish Concrete located? Happy Heart City?
Los Corazones? No, it's just outside of Apacia.
Ah, closer than I thought.
I do have some questions about these permits.
Okay, see that cabin right yonder?
Yeah.
That'd be the lodge. You can find Joe in there. He'll be in the camp office, and you can work out all the details with him.
All right, thanks. If we can get these permits taken care of, we'll be able to officially start framing it, if not today, then tomorrow. Oh, here are the guys from Parrish Concrete now.
All right, see you later. Hey there, fellas. Welcome back to base camp. If you follow the foreman right there, he'll take you to the paperwork.
What's going on, Mountain Man Jack? What's with all the trucks?
Oh, hey there, Piper. They're delivering the lumber for the new bunkhouses. Hey, how's it coming with that Bible verse you've been trying to memorize?
Okay, I guess. I'm not so good at memorizing stuff. States and capitals nearly did me in school.
I'm right there with you. I've got a hard time memorizing myself.
What? I don't think so. Mountain Man Joe told me that you've got almost the whole New Tomasek memorized.
I think you mean New Testament, Piper?
Right, Testament.
Well, it's true. I have memorized a lot, but that doesn't mean it came easy. I had to lean on God pretty hard to get to the point I'm at today.
Lean on him? Are you allowed to do that? If I was the king of the whole universe, I don't know if I'd go around letting people lean on me. Personal space issues.
Leaning on God just means relying on him for his help. You know, calling out for grace he gives us to do what needs to be done every day.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I gotta go make sure this foreman's squared away so we can get started on framing the walls for these new cabins. Keep working on that verse, and don't forget, God'll help you if you ask him.
Hey, when are we gonna keep doing rappelling lessons?
Soon!
$10,000?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, Mountain Man Joe.
What happened to the fellas from up north that we'd contacted? They said they could do it for half that.
I know we had, but they're Canadian.
Well, so?
I'm afraid after reviewing these work permits and making a few phone calls, I found out that they won't be able to make it into the country.
Why not?
Well, it sounds like American customs, right here in the good old U.S. of A., won't let them through because by working here, they'd be taking away American jobs or some such nonsense.
If that ain't the silliest thing I ever heard.
Well, I don't like it either, but we're going to have to hire an American construction crew, and at the least, it'll cost $10,000.
We just don't have that much extra cash.
I'm sorry. Well, give me a call when you decide what to do.
Foreman?
Mountain Man Jack? Have a good one.
Thanks. You too. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Jack.
Doesn't sound like that went well.
It didn't. I just found out in order for us to continue to build, we need $10,000.
Good gravy. That's a lot of money.
And we don't have that money right now. What are we gonna do?
Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord
with all your heart.
Right, with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and
lean.
Lean, I knew that. Lean.
Not.
Okay, maybe I just need a break.
Sounds good to me. Why are you doing this again?
Because I'm a Christian now, and I know it'll be good for me to memorize some verses.
Well, you're not very good at it.
Thanks, Micah.
No, what I mean is, when I'm learning this stuff that I'm not good at, like riding a bike or flossing, it helps if I have a good teacher.
Yeah, but Mountain Man Jack is busy with all his new bunkhouse stuff.
Well, who else do you know that's good at memorizing stuff?
So you see, Mr. Squirrel,
if we recite the periodic table in reverse alphabetical order, it actually possesses a certain musical quality. All together now, from memory. Zirconium, zinc, and there is more.
Albert?
Oh, hi, Piper. I didn't see you there. How long have you been watching me talk to the squirrel?
Long enough to hear you speak in your little squirrel language.
Yes, just a little something I've been working on. Still working on the syntax.
The lower guttural squeaking presents a particular challenge.
And long enough to know you're just the person I need.
I am?
Yes.
It's about time.
We could try a car wash.
Not many cars to wash this far up, Jack. Besides, they just get muddy again on the drive back down to town.
How about a bake sale?
None of us know how to bake. And before you say it, poppy seed possum pot pie is an acquired taste.
You got me there.
Don't matter anyway. There's no way any car wash or bake sale could make the kind of money we need.
Lemonade stand?
Jack.
I know. Just trying to lighten the mood. How's about our supporters? You know, it's only because of generous folk like them that Base Camp even exists.
I've been contacting them one by one, but most of them have already given their donation for the year, and our personal monthly supporters don't have that kind of extra cash either. I don't know where we're going to rustle up that kind of extra dough, Jack. Have you thought about calling home?
Joe, you know Ma and Pa won't help us out. They don't believe in what we're doing.
Worth a try, though, right?
I don't want to make them even more upset by asking.
I don't know, Jack. If anyone's got the money to bail us out, it's Ma and Pa.
I got a bad feeling about calling home, Joe. I don't think it's a good idea.
Well, we got to do something. Or else these cabins ain't never gonna get built.
Are we gonna do anything?
Piper, the first step to successful memorization is choosing your environment. We need somewhere with few distractions.
Well, this is kind of nice.
Good. Now close your eyes and try to clear your mind.
Okay.
Is it clear yet?
Give me a second, Albert.
Okay. Is it clear yet?
Maybe we should just move on to the next step.
Okay. Tea is scientifically proven to improve memory.
Like sweet tea?
Green tea, silly. You could make some green tea yourself with Camellia sinensis leaves. I couldn't find any around here, so I just used some leaves from over there under that tree. The taste isn't quite the same. I'm sure it'll work the same way.
Wait, which leaves did you say you used?
These here.
Albert, I think that's poison ivy.
Don't be silly, Piper. Poison ivy has three leaves. This specimen only has one, two, three leaves.
Yeah.
Perhaps we should forego the next step and proceed to the nurse's cabin.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Pa. Frankly, I do not understand. Well, I'm sorry you feel that way. Yeah. Okay. Guess we'll see you at Christmas. All right. Goodbye.
Uh-oh. You look like you just wrestled a badger for a bagel.
What?
I have no idea. Sometimes I just say things.
I just got off the phone with Pa.
You didn't call about our money situation, did you?
Well...
Joe, I told you it wasn't a good idea.
Oh, you were right, Jack. I just didn't see another option. Seems like Ma and Pa are the only ones I could think of to help us.
Well, there is someone we haven't asked for help yet.
Who's that?
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Wait, and lean not onto your own thinking?
How's that Bible verse coming, Piper?
It's not. I told you, I'm not good at this.
Well, I'm happy to hear you're trying so hard. Just dropped by to see Albert in the nurse's cabin. He told me you asked for his help memorizing earlier today.
Oh, he can talk now?
Yeah. The swelling on his throat has really gone down, and he should return to his natural color by Wednesday.
Oh, good.
Well, you ask Albert for help, and that's good. But have you asked God for help?
No, but doesn't that seem kind of silly? I mean, asking God to help me memorize a Bible verse?
Now, why would you say that? I thought you learned the importance about asking for help a few weeks ago on Dead Man's Cliff.
Well, yeah, but that was like, you know, a life and death situation sort of thing. This just seems so, I don't know, small. I don't know, I just feel like I should be able to do this. I should be able to do some things by myself.
Well, that's the great thing about God, Piper. He cares about everything in our lives, no matter how big or small we think it is. To be honest, you reminded me of that. I haven't been leaning on God much lately.
Really?
Yep. These new bunkhouses that we're building, turns out we actually don't have enough money to finish them right now.
Oh, no!
Yeah, I was stressed, Piper. But I remember talking to you earlier today about leaning on God, and that just reminded me that I hadn't gone to God about it. I was leaning on my own strength, not on His. The Bible says, cast your burden upon the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. So, Mountain Man Joe and I got together in the office, and we prayed for the bunkhouses. We prayed that we would rely on God to provide.
Do you think He will?
I sure do. He's provided everything we've needed for the cabins so far. Of course, He may know something I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't build the cabins for some reason. And if that's the case, I guess He won't provide the money. But even if He doesn't, I know that I relied on His strength and not my own. That's what matters. You know, that verse you're working on is one of my favorites.
Proverbs 3:5?
Proverbs 3:5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight. And that got me thinking about you and climate, Piper. You've learned a lot since you arrived at camp. Tomorrow, let's plan on going rappelling.
Really?
Yep, but not on the ropes course. How about we try one of the faces of Puckett Peak?
Are you serious?
As long as you make sure your knots are tied correctly this time.
Yeah, don't worry, Mountain Man Jack. I've learned my lesson.
Here we are.
Wow.
I came up early this morning before breakfast and set these anchors up.
Cool.
Ready to rappel?
I think so. It looks a lot higher from up here.
I bet it does. As we talked about before, we want to anchor ourselves on something very solid. I've chosen these two trees. They seem healthy, and they've got deep roots. They should easily support our weight. Well, at least your weight.
Oh, Mountain Man Jack, you're not that big.
I may have had one too many flapjacks for breakfast.
My mom calls those pancakes. Did you name them flapjacks after yourself?
What? No, it's just another one of those things you put into the eggs and the milk. Never mind. Let's just get to rappelling.
Okay.
Okay. Now, just like we practiced on the ropes course, let's just rappel down this rock face. Got your carabiner fastened?
Yep.
Harness?
Check.
Helmet? Rope tied?
Check, check.
All right. Tug on that rope. Make sure the anchor holds.
Looks good to me.
Okay. Now remember the ropes course. Just ease over the side. Nice and easy like. There you go. Now put your full weight on it.
Okay,
see there? The tree's nice and solid. It's got you. All right, now let's jump down. Ready? 1, 2, 3!
Woohoo!
Great job, Piper. All right, we got down a little bit, but we still have a ways to go. Let's go again. Ready? Now just jump nice and easy off the rock.
What was that?
Don't panic.
Is it my anchor? Not again.
Nope. It's mine. Oh!
Mountain Man Jack! Mountain Man Jack, are you okay?
Yeah, Piper. I'm okay. It's okay. Got my pickaxe out just in time.
What do I do?
You keep rappelling. Get down to the bottom.
What about you?
I'll have to free climb back up.
But your harness isn't attached to anything anymore.
I know. It's a bit more dangerous, but I've done it before. How about you just pray for me while I'm climbing?
Okay.
All right, now get going. I'll climb back up and then walk back down the trail and meet you at the bottom. Okay?
Okay.
And then what happened?
Nothing much. We just went back to base camp.
Why did the tree break?
Well, it looked good on the outside, but I guess it was hollow on the inside and brittle. Once I put my full weight on it, it snapped.
Wow, Mountain Man Jack, were you scared?
Yep. But only for a second. Then I remembered I never need to be afraid when God's with me. And he's with me all the time. You know, this whole thing has got me thinking. Unlike the tree I was anchored on, Jesus is a strong and sturdy anchor. We can lean on him all we need to, and he'll never bend or snap or break. We can trust him to keep us up and to help us. I know I was trusting him when I was climbing back up without a harness.
Yeah, me too.
But we don't just need him to help us with big things like falling off a cliff, which seems to be happening a little too frequently around here, or raising a big old sum of money. We need him for all the little stuff, too.
Like memorizing a Bible verse.
Yep.
Or having the strength to not itch the rash that you'll have on your gums and under your tongue.
Yeah. Or that. Think about it this way. We need God's help to even breathe.
What?
Well, sure. Who made air?
God.
And who made your lungs so you could breathe air?
God.
And who made your mouth so the air could get to your lungs?
God!
See what I'm getting at here?
Yeah, I think I do.
Hey, Jack! Everybody!
What is it, Joe?
One of our supporters. Someone I haven't even called yet. They just called me up out of the blue and said they'd like to donate $10,000!
What?
Yeah, you heard me. The exact amount we needed. We can finish the cabins!
Yay!
Well, praise God! Yahoo! Hi, Piper. Hi, JJ. Come on in. What do you think of the new bunkhouses?
It seems like you're missing a few things, like bunks. Or walls.
Well, it's just cement and wood frames right now. But JJ, you are standing in the boys' bunkhouse. You have to use your imagination. There's going to be a bunk here, and here, and over there, and then the door will be right over there.
Eh, pretty sweet, I guess.
Well, I'm excited. So this one's just for the boys?
Yes, sirree. This here house is for the boys, and that one over there is for the girls. And they're both going up quicker, and a squirrel climbs a tree. God's good.
Is that why you're whistling?
That's why I was whistling. How's that verse coming, Piper?
Well, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight.
Well done, Piper. You asked God for help with that?
Yep, I sure did.
Just like Piper and the Mountain Men, we come against situations every day, big and small, where we need God's help. In fact, the Bible says we can't do anything without God. Like the end of Piper's memory verse says, "In all your ways acknowledge God, and he will make your path straight." Are you taking time each day to thank God for all the help he gives you? Are you asking him for help when you come across a difficult situation? Or are you just trying to handle it on your own? And remember, God loves you and wants to be a part of every part of your life. That's all for now. We hope you enjoyed the show. For more information on how you can experience more fun from the world of Base Camp, visit us on the web at lifeaction.org/basecamp or write to us at P.O. Box 31, Buchanan, Michigan, 49107. Base Camp Adventures is a presentation of Life Action Ministries. Leaning was written by Evan and Scott David, with direction and sound design by Evan David, Phil Krause, Austin Loving, and John Reeford. Our vocal talent included Evan David, Matt Fredericks, Bradley and Cameron Herdklotz, Abe and Phil Krause, Samuel Loving, and Anna Nelson. Our executive producer was Aaron Paulus, and I'm Megan, hoping you'll join us next time for another Base Camp Adventure.